WIS, go ahead.
Okay, I've got the tower on the trailer and we're headed back.
Well, that was pretty quick.
Yes, it was. And I couldn't believe how well that tower came down either. That was unbelievable how that tower came down.
Yeah, I didn't figure it'd be too awful hard. Those are a lot lighter weight.
Yeah, I know they're lighter than 25G. I can tell that.
Well, there's another one. The tower is pretty much junk. Some of the sections are probably okay, but it's leaning pretty bad. My buddy said we can use his loader to get a high, nice high point to lower it from. But there's a UHF 8 bay, I think it is, on top. Do they make a 4 bay UHF?
I don't think so. You're talking there's four bays on it, and they're dual bays, so that's why they call them an 8 bay, right? Like that one I got out there for that GMRS repeater.
Yeah, I think so. It's up there, though. It's up there above the trees, so there's an antenna with 7/8 heliax in Clare we got to take down. I'm going to go talk to the guy. He's a snowbird. He's getting old, so we got to do it before he goes away. So if he's home, I'm going to go talk to him. My buddy said whatever, so he'll help us lower it down. We got to salvage as much as we can. We'll probably end up having to lower it down into the trees, though, which is, I don't know, it's not going to do the antenna any bit of good.
Well, what kind of tower is it, and how tall is it? Is it a Rhone 25 or American Standard or what?
It's American Standard, just like the one you took down, and it's probably 80, 90 feet tall.
Okay, wow, and it's got guys on it.
It's hooked off to a barn, and it's got some makeshift wires. I wouldn't really call them guy wires. They're not cable, I don't think. They're really, really small. But we can go look at it one of these days. But my buddy's got a great big loader we can hook off to it and lower it down with. You'll have to look at it. I've sent you pictures. I'll see if I can send them to you again.